does God want you to live? He wants you to trust in Him with all your heart. Not to lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your paths. I want to look at those two verses, and simply I want to break it down phrase by phrase and use each phrase as a heading and a starting point as we go through. So we'll begin in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. The great warrior Alexander the Great was making his way through Asia Minor when he fell dangerously ill. His life was threatened, such was his illness. Now there were a number of physicians who were available to him, but actually all of them were quite apprehensive about treating him. So ill was he, none of them felt particularly confident that they could cure him, and none of them wanted to take the blame for him dying. Well, eventually one doctor by the name of Philip was persuaded to treat him and was willing to take the risk. Philip examined him and he went away to prepare the medicine that he believed would cure his illness. But while he was gone, someone went into Alexander and gave him a note. And Alexander read it. And that note claimed that this doctor, Philip, had actually been given a bribe by the king of Persia to poison him. Alexander slipped the note under his pillow and waited for Philip to return. Philip came back and he had a cup of liquid medicine that he wanted Alexander to take. Alexander, in one movement, took the cup of medicine in one hand and gave the note to Philip with the other. Philip took the note and read it, and as he read, Alexander drank the medicine. Philip was horrified at the content of the letter, and he fell down prostrate before Alexander. But Alexander assured him, as he held his empty cup, that he had complete confidence in him. And 3 days later, Alexander was once again leading at the head of his army. God calls you to trust Him, to have complete confidence in Him, to be totally sure that you are safe in His hands, that He means only good for you. Stories told of a church minister in Crete. It was a very rural part of the island where he ministered. And all the people whom he served were threatened. Their livelihoods were threatened. Their very lives were threatened by the worst drought in living memory. And he decided to announce that they would have a week of fasting and prayer, at the end of which they would gather and they would pray to God that He would send the much needed rains. Well, the week went by and the time arrived for that prayer meeting to take place. And sure enough, all the people gathered. The minister stood in front of them. And he looked around and he examined each one. And he announced that the prayer meeting was cancelled. People were horrified. Well, why? Do you really trust that God will send the rains? Yes, they replied. Where are your umbrellas? He announced. Go home, pray, fast. We meet again next week. God calls you to trust Him, to have complete confidence in Him, to be totally sure that He has only good for them that love Him. I want to ask you a very simple question. Do you trust God? I want to make you pause and think about it. Do you really live your life? Have you lived today demonstrating that you have complete confidence in your God? Will you go through this week that lies ahead of us? Some of us might not even see the week out because we don't know what the future will hold. Will you lay your head on your pillow this evening at rest in your soul because your confidence is in God? Will you wake in the morning without that Monday morning feeling because you trust the Lord? Because that should mark out His people. Do you trust Him? Do you have complete and total confidence in your God? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, the self-existent, self-sufficient, eternal God who is three in one. Trust in the Lord. Remember who it is that the Scriptures call you to trust in. He is the three in one. You must rest your entire confidence in the wisdom and power and goodness of God the Father. Be assured of His providence. Believe that He is able to do what He will, that He is wise to do what is best if we love and serve Him. God can only do that which is His nature to do. He cannot do things which are against His holy nature. All the power and all the strength that is necessary, He has in Himself to help. His love, His grace, and His mercy move God the Father to work for us and for our good. And He remains consistent, always the same, the great unchanging God. Trust in Him. You're to trust in God the Son. Trust in His person for acceptance. We sang of Him who is our priest. He has made a way open for us that we might be reunited and restored to fellowship with God. Trust in Him, that in Him you may be acceptable to God, because He's forgiven your sins. He's paid the penalty at Calvary. His righteousness has clothed you, that God is pleased to accept you. Trust in Him. Trust in His righteousness for your justification, for your right standing before God. Trust in Him for it. Trust in his blood for your pardon. Trust in his fullness for your daily supply. Trust in his power for your protection and preservation. Trust in him alone for your salvation and for eternal life. Trust in God the Spirit to carry on and finish his work of grace in your heart and in your life, being confident that where he has begun that work, he will complete it. Trust in him. And this trust in the Father and in the Son and in the Spirit is to be with all your heart, with all the will and the intellect, with the very core of your being. With all your heart. Now that phrase denotes not so much the strength of your faith, but the sincerity and the purity of it. It's not talking so much about the quantity of your faith, but the application of it to every area of your life, leaving no area outside of its scope. That your faith and trust is total. On the 1st of February 2003, the space shuttle Columbia was destroyed as it re-entered Earth's atmosphere. Some of you may remember that event. Why? It was because a very small section of its thermal insulation had broken away during takeoff, exposing just a very small part of the wing to the searing heat of re-entry. Now, what that space shuttle did not need was another 3 inches of insulation all over. The problem was, it didn't have any just there. Part of the wing had no protection at all. That was the problem. And the scriptures say that you're to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let me ask you, have you left any part of yourself seriously exposed? What bit are you holding back? What area of your heart is saying, "No, Lord, in this area, I make all the decisions. I will not trust you here. This is my bit." We're to trust him with all our heart. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the opposite of that? What is the opposite of trusting in the Lord with all your heart? Well, it's the phrase that appears in the second half of verse 5. It's leaning on your own understanding. That's the opposite. That which the scripture urges us not to do. Do not lean on your own understanding. To lean on your own understanding is to think that you can support yourself, that you can rely upon your own knowledge and wisdom. To lean on your own understanding is to suppose that you, a sinful creature, can do at least an equal job to a perfect and holy Creator. So, when God's word seems to you to be unreasonable, you go with that which seems to be reasonable instead of going with the word of God. When the Word of God seems to be contrary to your experience, you choose to be led and guided by your experience rather than to be guided by the Word of God. When God's Word seems to be at odds with those things that have worked for others, well, it works for Him. You allow yourself to be led and guided by what worked for Him rather than to be led by the Word of God. When God's Word appears to forbid you from pursuing your ambitions, you convince yourself that you can handle the compromise and not allow things to slip out of control. When God's Word appears to have been disproved by the intellects and the academics, you abandon faith in favour of what appeals to the intellect. When living as a faithful and obedient follower of Christ puts you at a disadvantage, maybe at school, maybe in the workplace, or perhaps it even puts you in danger, you tell yourself, well, God's a loving God. He wouldn't want me to be in that position. And you use that reason for justifying your disobedience. Have you ever found yourself in any of those situations, in any of those positions, ever been tempted to think that way? The Word of God says, don't do it. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. How should you live? In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. In all your ways. In other words, in any and in every respect. And the phrase your ways, well, that simply means the whole course of life. It means your manner of action in all your ways. Because you see, there is no such thing as secular and sacred in the life of a Christian. In all your ways. There is no aspect of human life about which the Bible is silent. In all your ways. There is no area in your life where God turns a blind eye and says, that bit doesn't matter. In all your ways. Our lives are to be lived for His glory. And so there can't be any aspect of our life that is allowed to detract from the glory of God. In all your ways. I remember many years ago being at a car show, and there was a section for classic cars that were on display, and the judges were poring over them, inspecting every nook and cranny. They were even jacking them up so they could crawl underneath and inspect them thoroughly. And I remember overhearing a conversation between one of the competitors who was standing very nervously beside his car and one of the other onlookers who was there at the show. And I can remember the onlooker just asking this man about the work that he'd done, painstakingly preparing this car for this show. And the man was explaining that he had literally stripped this car down to the point where every single bolt and nut had been individually cleaned. As much as it was physically possible to take that car to pieces, he'd done it. Everything had been made pristine and meticulously put back together again. Because his aim was to get it back into the condition that it was in when it first rolled off the production line. Now, in a way, that's what God wants for every single person that will come to him in repentance and faith. He wants to put every single part of you back the way it should be. Nothing missed. Nothing left out. All things made new in your life in Christ. A completely new creation in him. All the old sin forgiven and gone and made new again. And so it has to be in all your ways. Acknowledge him. Know him. Have him always in view. Always. Live in the awareness that God is always with you, observing every step that you take. Not taking one step without his leave or without his advice. You see, we must not only, in our judgment, believe that there is an overruling hand of God which orders and disposes us in all our affairs, but we must own it. And we must address ourselves to him accordingly. Our eye must ever be towards him. To him we must, in everything, make all our requests known. Asking for wisdom of him who gives liberally. Consulting your Bible in every decision. Making the scriptures your greatest counselor. Taking God as your guide. Observe the footsteps of his providence, following Christ wherever he goes. When things seem to go wrong, or when things seem to go not to your liking, submit yourself to his sovereignty. Be still before him and know that he is God. And that he does all things right for his own glory and for the good of his people. And when things go well, and when you enjoy success, give him all the praise and all the thanks that is due his name. Own God's hand in it, the goodness and the grace that he has shown to you. Acknowledge that all you have in his providence and grace has come from him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Now, it literally means that he will make your path a well-trodden road, which is straight and even. Now, you might say to me, well, Ian, my experience in the Christian life is that the road feels anything but straight and even at times. Well, that's true. There are many trials and difficulties that come our way as Christian believers. The Lord Jesus himself, of course, said on many occasions, and Paul and the other apostles repeated it, that we are to expect great difficulties and trials and persecutions as Christian believers. But God will make your road straight and even. In other words, if you acknowledge God in all your ways, he will keep you on course. And he will make it possible for you to walk that road that you thought was impossible to walk. He will take you down that road of trial that you think you'll never get to the end of because you don't have it in you. Of course, you're absolutely right. You don't have it in you. But you have Christ in you, and He can. And when that time of persecution comes and you think you're going to crumble under the pressure, He promises to make that way straight and even. And you'll actually get to the end, and you'll actually look back and see that He has taken you along that path that you thought was impossible. And through times of grief and sorrow that you don't want to walk through, that you don't want to face, He'll see you through them, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And He will make your path straight and even. He will make it possible for you to walk that road that you thought was unwalkable. God will do it for you in His strength. Jeremiah the prophet said, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Later on in the Proverbs, in chapter 16, we read, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." The Lord will enable you to walk down roads that you think are unwalkable, but walk them you shall in the strength and might of the Lord. If you will, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. If you put yourself under God's care, under God's word, under God's guidance, you shall always have the benefit of it. We live in a world which has, as its slogan, "What I want, when I want it." That's the way the world lives today. What I want, when I want it, on demand, on tap. The Christian's slogan is completely different. What God wants, when He wills it. Which slogan best sums up your life? How do you live? Is the slogan that best fits you, "What I want, when I want it"? Or are you acknowledging the Lord in all your ways, what God wants, when He wills it? I'm His. How do you live? You prepared to go the way that the Lord is calling you to go? The world tells you that this life is all there is. So go and make the most of it. Live out your dreams. Once you're dead, you're dead. That's the end of it. The Bible says that this life is just the beginning. And you're to use this life as preparation for the next one, which will last forever. The world says, find out what's right for you. Find out what works for you. And just do it. Don't give regard to anyone else. Just do it. The Bible says there were two men who each built a house. One man built his house on a rock. And one day, the storm of the century arrived. But that house survived. It stood firm. And the man lost nothing. The other man, he built just as grand a house, but he built his house on sand. And when that same storm struck his house, the house fell down and he lost everything. And he was left with nothing. Jesus said, the man that builds his house on the rock is the man that hears His word and does it. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, great, O Lord, is our sinfulness before you. Many are our failings. Many are our weaknesses. Many are our temptations that we struggle not to give into. Lord, forgive us again. Set our feet again on that road which leads to righteousness. Enable us, O Lord, to build upon that rock which is Christ through the hearing and obedience to your word. Help us, Lord, each one to trust in you with all our heart, to acknowledge you in all our ways, that, Lord, you shall direct our paths. Hear our prayer, gracious God. Amen.